That is when you see it, how water pervades this land. From a single propeller beaver low over Johnston Strait, over the sounds and inlets reaching into sheer coastal rock, before touching down so deftly on the Kinkum River. Coming out of Inuvik, the Mackenzie Delta, below a maze of ponds, channels, a labyrinth of passage and dead ends looking for that Ariadne thread. As westward, the east slope of the Richardson Mountains marks where the last ice age came to a stop. Flying west from Fort Simpson to the south, Nahanni River and its falls, above the myriad lakes below, and eastward from Yellowknife into Nunavut, then west again over lake upon lake, the blue of each alight at the ending of each day. Rising out of Cape Dorset and looking north into Baffin Island, lakes spreading across the wet earth, into the wet earth, northward, southward, 3 million of them configuring this land. On the night flights high above, an inkling of the Voyager canoes that once traveled far below, the long stretches of opening water and the portages well known, sensing down into the darkness how water holds this land together, how water prepares the way into this land and away from it. An early spring flight westward over the Davis Strait. Below, a mesh of ice breaks south toward Newfoundland as its bergs begin to emerge. And the flight eastward through a long summer night from the north side of the plain. At the horizon, the mouth of a great river empties into what lies beyond the horizon. Above its flow, the sun that does not set floods open, spills down into the long summer night, and effulgence of water and intimation of fire.